Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox, we got Tom Papa tickets to give away. 207-807-1104 is the number, and I'm going to selfishly hijack this topic for my own personal knowledge because I've been having like a Curb Your Enthusiasm, in your own head anxiety moment, if you will, Tara, for the last 6 days or so. Like Wednesday it started. I went to the doctor. First of all, I haven't done a checkup, like a full checkup in a while, but I hit a milestone birthday.
How long's a while? Be honest.
Couple years, maybe.
Oh, that's fine.
I've gone to the doctors because I've been sick or needed something, but not the like annual checkup.
Right.
So I finally booked that because I hit a milestone birthday and it was in the afternoon. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be disgusting. Full day of work. I made sure I went home first and I showered and I was smelling like Irish Spring. I was ready to go, ready to get all of the diagnostics tested, if you will, you know, like go through it all. Like, and none of that really happened. Like they just asked me how I was doing like mentally, and I mentioned that I have this like lingering cough, gave me some meds from that, which was just allergy medicine that you can get over the counter. And the one thing that I was questioning is she didn't look at my private area, and I thought that they were supposed to do that.
She goes to leave, you're like, ah.
I was prepared for that.
Take a look.
So my question is, does your doctor look at your private area during your annual checkup? Or is that just something weird that this is a new doctor for me? I've been going to her maybe like I switched like 2 years ago with health insurance changed. So she's never seen my penis.
Well, I said something to you. I go, well, why didn't you speak up? And you said, what am I supposed to say? Hello, look at my penis.
But I am now like in my own head. I'm like, what if there's something wrong? She didn't like feel around down there.
Does that normally happen for men?
So St. Patty's Day, I had a few Guinness in me. And in the friend group, I started asking all the guys when their last checkup was. And it was about 50-50.
Okay.
Like some said, no, my doctor doesn't do that anymore. Some said my doctor does do that.
Hmm.
So, and I feel like for women, they always do it, right? Like you have a specific doctor that looks down there.
Well, yeah, because if I'm going to the gynecologist, I know what's about to happen.
Right.
And that's a whole other stressful thing that you're so lucky you don't have to worry about.
So for Tom Papa tickets, 207-807-1104, I want to know, at your last checkup, did your doctor look at your private area? Yes or no?
Oh my God.
207-807-1104.
Icky.
I'm taking a poll. I've been in my own head about it. Like, what if there's something, I don't think there's anything wrong, but I'm not a doctor. I thought they were supposed to check everything.
I don't know what to say to you.
207-807-1104. Answer my penis poll and we'll put you in the running for Tom Papa tickets. Did they look at, feels you don't have one, but you know, they do the full diagnostics, the last checkup you had?
I cannot remember the last checkup I had. It was before COVID. So it was like 4 years ago.
Would you?
But the last time I went to the gynecologist, yeah, they checked things out.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that's a yes for you then.
But I scheduled an appointment with a gynecologist for a routine checkup specifically for that. You just went for a checkup with a doctor.
Yeah, but isn't that one of the check boxes that they have to hit?
You should call and ask anonymously. We should call them next. Say, I couldn't help but notice my doctor didn't check my penis.
Tara did say, why didn't you ask? And I go, I don't know. It felt weird. I wouldn't like it.
When you say it out loud, it does come across weird.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I went home in between work and this appointment and I showered because I thought you were going to look at my penis and you didn't. Do you want to take a peek?
This is very Curb Your Enthusiasm-esque.
And what if something's wrong?
The show?
I don't know. Let me know about your last checkup. I know this is against HIPAA, but if you're sharing, it's fine. You know what I mean? You're telling me your own.
Oh, someone's calling. They want to talk to you.
Yeah, 207-807-1104. We'll put you in the running for these Tom Papa tickets. We'll pick our winner real quick here. Jay from Sanford, did your doctor look at your penis the last time you went there?
I haven't been to a doctor in years. I'm going to turn 40, so next time I go, I'll get my oil checked.
That's what I did. This was my exact thinking. I was like, I want everything done because I had just turned 40, and then she didn't look at it.
Yeah, but they don't look at your penis. They cup your balls to see if you got a hernia.
She didn't do that either. There was nothing.
That's usually all they do. I've never had them look at my penis.
I mean, when I say look at my penis, I mean like feel around down there, do whatever. I'm not like asking her like, you know, memorize it to pick it out of a lineup later. I want her to like make sure that there's no lumps is the main reason.
Yeah, I mean, they usually just reach in and cup your balls, but no, I haven't been to a doctor in years, so I don't know. I was just like, just threw me off. You're like, look at my penis.
Well, that's what I meant, is like feel down there to make sure that, you know.
You sound like such a creep.
That's why I didn't say that, Tara.
I demand her to look at my penis.
That's why I walked away and I was sitting in the car and I was like literally in the car at the doctor's office like, I should have told her to look at my penis. I don't know.
Probably not.
They're always like, drop them and cough.
Yeah, none of that. I thought that that's what I was going to have to do. All right, well, that's what you'll have to let us know after you go for your 40th checkup to see what happens.
You just turned 40 and they didn't give you the finger check?
No.
I thought they were supposed to check that.
You probably got to schedule that separately now.
Yeah, I feel like everything is like more money nowadays. Mm-hmm. Doesn't come included in your regular checkup.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been going.
Yeah. Dylan in Sebago, last time you went for a checkup, did your doctor look at your penis?
Well, that was I've never been asked before. Like, you know, this was probably 2 years ago, but it had always just happened. They always just looked and felt around down there, which makes me feel safer anyways, just because at least the doctor knows nothing's going on. But she asked for the first time, and that kind of took me off guard. But after, like I said, I had her do it. But after she explained, like, she's just looking for lumps. Like, you know, if there's nothing abnormal, then you're good. It's basically just like testicular cancer. So if you can do the test yourself and, like, you know, feel down there and make sure it's all good, then you don't need a doctor to do it.
But like you said, all your other previous checkups, they always just automatically do it. At least she didn't just not do it. She asked you to this most recent time.
Yep. She gave me the option, and I like the peace of mind though, so I just had her do it. But
that's what I'm
anymore.
She's uncomfortable with it.
That's what I'm struggling with, is like I wanted the peace of mind, and now I don't have that peace of mind. I'm like, well, I have to wait another year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to YouTube it to see how to feel myself up.
Yeah, you could do it. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can figure it out.
I've been practicing for years.
Ew.
There you go.
Are you trying to go to this comedy show, Tom Papa, at the State Theater?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, we picked your text. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going. Congrats.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for answering the question. And you're in there. What's the date on that show, Tara? Do you know off top?
It is April 4th.
April 4th, State Theater, Tom Papa. You're in the building. Congrats.
Sweet. Thank you so much, guys.
I thought I booked a physical. Somebody on the text, Tara, is saying physicals are different than a regular checkup.
I totally forgot about the term physical. A physical is what you would have to get before you would play sports.
I thought I was getting a physical because I've reached this milestone age.
But did you call and book a physical, or did you call and book a checkup?
Now I'm going to have to go into my app and see what I booked.
Check the records.
If it's a physical and she didn't look at it,
then we're going to have a problem.
Then we got beef. Jess from Portland said, yo, so I ain't no dude, but women go to a specific doctor. If men do it all in one visit, like, man, I wish I had balls. That would be more cost effective.
Well, it didn't happen for you all in one visit.
It didn't happen, Jess, so I'm going to have to go back.
We also got a text. This is coming from your family medicine provider's office, and this is in all caps. No, we don't check your penis unless we absolutely need to. And they said, to clarify, they're not actually your family medicine provider, but they are just a family medicine provider. Oh, yeah,
they said your family medicine.
Imagine if it was your doctor.
It's my doctor. Next time, just ask and I'll look at it, all right?
Jeez.
She texts that in.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Yesterday, the city of Lewiston announced the One Lewiston Resilience Fund dedicated to supporting the creation of a memorial and community events following the mass shootings in the city last year. Sex won't be prohibited at the 2024 Olympic Games, Tara.
Oh, great.
Let your freak flag fly. Intimacy ban has been lifted, and the Olympic Village in Paris will be stocked with 300,000 condoms.
So romantic. The most romantic place in the world.
I wouldn't use a condom if I was there. If I was one of the athletes, you're like the best athlete one of the best athletes in the world and you're hooking up with other athletes, just think about the little baby athletes you could create. They'd be like super athletes. If two of the world's best athletes hooked up and had a baby.
Well, I don't think that they're looking to have a baby at this point in their life. They're in the Olympics.
They can still compete if they get pregnant in the Olympic Village. I think it takes a little bit before that slows you down.
Kind of an odd thing to say.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Hooking up was banned at the Tokyo Olympics due to the COVID-19 pandemic, where athletes had to practice social distancing. Condoms have been given out at the Olympics since the 1988 games in an effort to raise awareness about HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. I guess you have to worry about those, too, on top of the pregnancy
Absolutely.
Thing. Fair enough. They did give them out at the Tokyo Olympics, but they said, these are just for show. No hooking up.
They gave them away in those glass frames, and it said, break glass in case of emergency.
They were supposed to social distance during those games, but back to normal in Paris. Costco, what are the chances that this would be in my timeline today after we were literally talking about it yesterday?
I told you.
I got to change my privacy settings. Costco is cracking down on non-members using the food court. A Reddit post showed a sign in Orlando at a Costco there that read, effective April 8th, 2024. An active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details. They're cracking down. You can't just show up without a membership and get that $1.50 hot dog and soda.
No, you cannot. It's an exclusive club, and I'm the only one here with a membership. So everyone better be very kind to me if they would like to reap the benefits.
Can we go to lunch there on Friday, please?
Road trip.
Mega Millions has swelled to an estimated $875 million for tonight's drawing.
Wait, I wanted to talk about something. Would you like me to hold my thought, or can we go back to the Costco thing?
If it's about Costco, let's just...
It's about Costco. So when I was signing up for my membership, there was a woman next to me, and she was asking to renew her membership. And the people at the counter were a little confused because it auto-renews or something like that. But something, a mishap had happened.
Okay.
There was a mishappening. They said, well, when did you get your membership? And guess what year this woman got her membership? Just take a wild guess.
1992.
1985.
I was going to say in the
80s. She has been a Costco member for longer than I have been alive. And she had moved, I guess. I'm eavesdropping the whole thing, of course, because it's a riveting conversation.
I was going to say, this Costco's not even a year old.
She had moved or something, so she didn't get the renewal in the mail.
Yeah.
She was doing it in person, and when I heard 1985, I thought, geez, I didn't even know Costco was a thing back in 1985. And I was telling Tucker, I was like, isn't it crazy she's been getting the same deal on a hot dog since 1985?
Back then.
Because they won't change the price.
Back then it was the most expensive hot dog in town.
That's what he said. He thought that's actually quite pricey in 1985. I said, really?
I feel like you could have got at least two hot dogs
really?
For
I
a
don't
buck
know if it's that pricey.
In 1985.
But now it's a steal. Anyways, I just thought that was a mind-blowing piece of information. She had a card from 1985.
Have you ever seen the viral video? I want to say it was at a college basketball game of the students in the crowd. And this kid is showing a girl his Costco card, and she's looking so impressed.
No.
Pulls it out of a wallet, hands it to her, and she's like, whoa, like it's a black card or something.
Well, maybe he had the expensive one.
Mega Millions has swelled to an estimated $875 million for Tuesday night's drawing. If someone chooses the cash option instead of the annuity payments, they will receive $413.5 million. So if you're trying to be a millionaire, basically, on your way to or from work today, go grab a ticket. Take a shot at it. And if it's because I reminded you about it, you could just give me a couple grand for the reminder. It's
fine. I will definitely be doing this. Last time there was some sort of lottery pot that got really high. Tucker and I had bought a ticket. He asked me what's the first thing that I would do if we won the lottery, because he's always very generous and he says we. And I said, the first thing I would do is wipe out my student debt. I would pay it off in full. And he said, that is so stupid. Are you kidding me?
You need something fun.
That's what he said. He said that would be the last of our worries. We'd be so excited. We'd go to Bora Bora or something.
Let me ask you this. It sounds like I already know the answer. If you hit the lottery, would you break up with him? If
what?
He hit the lottery, would you break up? Would he break up with you?
No, never. Why is that an option?
I don't know.
If one of us won the lottery, you think that we'd break up?
Yeah, you don't think that if he suddenly became like almost billionaire, he might go, I think I could...
You think that he'd get some money and think he'd do better than me? That's nice.
I'm just saying, do you think that he thinks that?
I absolutely do not think that he thinks like that at all, because he's always so nice about these lottery tickets. He'll buy one himself and not tell me about it. And then when they rattle off the numbers, he's like, oh, if we would have won. I'm like, we? He always takes me along for the ride. And or he just, actually really likes me. So no, I don't think he would dump me.
He's just playing you knowing that he's not going to win the lottery.
Long game. He's playing the long game here. We're going on 6 years. He's just waiting on that moment to dump me.
I'm just saying, you guys have no attachment. You're not married.
We have the dog.
He hits the lotto, becomes a damn near billionaire. He might go, I don't know.
I don't think so. I think I'm the chosen one here. I think if he hit the lottery, he'd be like, all right, house purchased. You're pregnant. Like that'd be what would happen.
Right. I was just asking. That's good. That's the right answer, right?
What a disturbing, rude comment to make.
Oh yeah. Okay. Last week it's like, which one of your girlfriend's family members would tell on her if she cheated? How is that any different?
She brought a guy back.
Yeah. On family vacation.
I've just never thought about winning the lottery and breaking up. I've always thought of winning the lottery and building a life. It's like, oh my God, we finally have all this money that we've been wanting all these years. Now we can actually live.
Maybe it's a girl guy thing. Maybe the girls are like, yes, that's where the girl brain goes. But the guy brain's like, I could probably date a model now that I'm a millionaire.
That's sickening.
I'm not saying that's how I think. It's just a...
You give these bums a chance.
It's a hypothetical question.
You give the nice guy a chance and look what happens. Give him a little money.
I mean, you see it time and time again with celebrities that were dating, their high school sweethearts, and then they get a little bit of money.
I think it's totally different.
And they level up.
Athletes and Hollywood, whatever. You could even be a TikToker nowadays. The second that you get a taste of fame and you get that attention, I think that is why they break up. I don't think it has anything to do with the amount of money they're making.
All right, if you say so.
I think it's because everyone knows their name and everyone's in their DMs and everyone's throwing themselves at them and they're like, actually, I might want to try that out.
You don't think there's a few girls around Maine that would start throwing themselves at Tucker if they knew that he became...
They have to catch these hands.
100 million.
They're like the weakest fists.
You're like, yeah.
I've never been in a physical fight.
Have you ever punched somebody in the face?
Like playing around, and then I got in trouble because I didn't mean to.
So it was your sister or friend?
Friends, neighbors, sisters, boyfriends.
Fair enough. Do we finish five things? No, we got one more thing. It's the first day of spring. Oh. Bring on the warm weather. Happy spring. That's five things you need to know made how to mean by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. I don't think that he would, for the record. I was just throwing a hypothetical out there.
Do you know something I don't?
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Everyone has been worried about Kate Middleton since her sudden abdominal surgery in January. Where has she been? There was the blurry footage of her inside the car. There was the infamous Mother's Day family Photoshop picture.
Created with AI.
Well, she was finally seen out and about near her home in Windsor. The Sun obtained a video of the Princess of Wales paying a visit to her favorite Windsor farm stand. Kate looked happy, relaxed, and healthy. Kate was out shopping with William, and she looked happy and she looked well, an onlooker told the UK publication. This appearance is an encouraging sign that she is taking her first steps towards a return to official royal engagements.
People aren't buying it. The footage was very blurry, and it doesn't make sense why we keep getting blurry pictures, blurry footage, when every other paparazzi shot over the past two decades has been crystal clear.
Andy Cohen said,
doesn't add up.
That's not Kate. And if Andy Cohen doesn't think it's Kate, then I don't think it's Kate.
See, I think it did look like her. But then what confused me is people were also saying, if she really just did have a super invasive abdominal surgery, why is she carrying her own bags? People were saying that they've had similar surgeries and they weren't able to lift or carry anything for weeks, let alone go to the farmer's market.
Anyone can be a armchair doctor at this point, all right?
That's true.
I don't know.
They think Williams should have been carrying the bags.
I think Tucker should have pumped your gas at Costco.
Well, like, give him a break. He was holding a dog, a slice of pizza, chicken, bacon, ice cream sundae. All right.
Could have done that in one hand and then the gas pump in the other.
I was the one that had my hands free.
Anyways.
You think that guy's going to dump me when he gets money?
He's going to say, I'm finally free.
Know what I was trying to say. He's very helpful. He's a really nice, well-rounded guy. He's not gonna dump me if he wins the Mega Millions.
Do you think this was Kate or not?
I think it was. I think it looked like her. The prominent cheekbones.
All right. Drake is continuing to make wishes come true on tour. This guy, God's plan. He's just out there giving to the community. He gifted a pregnant woman $25,000 and invited her to the VIP section at his most recent concert.
She got a sign that says, "I'm 5 months pregnant. Can you be my rich baby daddy?" Well, first of all, I don't want to offend your real baby daddy, but I would love to, first of all, get you out of the pit so we can put you somewhere safe like the VIP or something. Because you can't be perfect if you don't start on. When I start playing some of these slappers, we can't have you getting pushed around. Second of all, I'd love to give you $25,000 so you can be rich baby mama.
Okay, I just asked you, when did he start doing this? Because it seems like a bit now. He does it at every show. And you said, why are you being a hater?
Yeah, you're just like,
no, I'm just
you're just
curious.
Mad you didn't get the 25K.
Well, obviously.
And that he didn't put you in VIP.
Well, obviously. But it just seems like every single one of his concerts now, there's one person. And do we ever hear from these people? Because I feel like I never find these people on social media after. They
are
never
you
talk about it.
Insinuating that this is all planned and staged, that he's
perhaps
not really doing this? No.
Perhaps.
That, if that came out, that would be terrible.
That would ruin his career. I know.
I don't think he would do that.
I just wonder what NDAs do they have to sign, because personally, I have not seen one person that's gotten the money make a TikTok and say, so I was the person that got the $25,000 and here's what I did with it.
Well, you know, if
I need a follow-up.
They don't make a TikTok. It's not real.
I don't think they're allowed to.
He was protecting her from all of the slappers that he was about to play.
I think that was really nice.
He said, it's going to get rowdy, so let's get you in a safe space. And he has 25 grand. Rich baby daddy. This is wild. Caitlyn Jenner, Lamar Odom are starting a sports podcast called Keeping Up With Sports. Clever name there because they, you know, have their ties to the Kardashian family, Keeping Up With The Kardashian.
They're
going to
get sued for this.
The outcasts of the Kardashian clan come together,
yeah.
Caitlyn and Lamar, for a podcast.
It's not the best look. It looks desperate.
If they're just talking about sports, cool, but you don't think it's going to spill over into family drama at some point?
It totally will. Caitlyn can't help herself.
Right. Caitlyn, previously married to Chris Odom, divorced from Khloe. TMZ reports boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard will be the first guest in the podcast is scheduled to debut in a few weeks. The rest of Dirty on the 30 is going to be all women of hip hop.
Oh, love that.
Did I do it right?
Yes, you did. Finally. Ryan DeLon's one of those people who can't say women. They have to really think about it to say woman plural.
Women.
Good.
Instead of what do I say normally?
You would say this segment is all about women in hip hop. Hey, woman.
At least women. At least I don't get pilots and stewardesses confused, all right?
What the heck?
Oh, you didn't see that.
Where did that come from?
The viral clip. I want to say it's like Congress. There's a Delta pilot that's testifying before Congress, I believe is the clip that's going around. And the politician is asking her, so what's like your day-to-day like as a stewardess?
Oh, no, because she was a woman?
Yeah. And she goes,
no.
Sir, I am a captain pilot for Delta.
Wow.
And on top of that, I believe they don't even use the term stewardess anymore.
Just a flight attendant.
Flight attendant is what it's called.
What a bold assumption.
Yeah, so he's been getting dragged on the internet for that.
I'm shocked that's not on my feed.
I can't believe it's not on your feed. I figured you would have known exactly what I was talking about.
I would eat that right up.
Maybe we switched phones. I don't know. How did I get that and you didn't?
I don't know.
Anyways, Women of Hip Hop, Dirty on a 30 edition. Nicki Minaj canceled Monday night's Pink Friday 2 tour date in New Orleans hours before it was scheduled to start. A message posted on the Smoothie King Center's website said, due to doctor's orders, Nicki Minaj must reschedule her NOLA show tonight. As Nicki is still sick, our team does not want to run the risk of getting others sick, and Nicki would not be able to give NOLA the show they deserve. The statement added, we are working diligently to find a new date, so please hold on to your tickets and we will inform you all soon. Minaj has been hinting on social media that she was not feeling well and possibly experiencing symptoms of COVID-19.
That's not good.
Let's get her better, get her back out there on the road, make sure she hits that Boston date as scheduled. Dates as scheduled. There's a gap, right? It's like Monday and Wednesday she's doing it.
Yeah.
In April?
Yeah, it's Monday the 8th and Wednesday the 10th.
Oh, we got plenty of time. She'll be better by April. I'm feeling good about that. Hip hop Women of Dirty on 30 continues. Megan Thee Stallion posted a thirst trap concert announcement on Instagram last week. The artist revealed her upcoming tour stops while showing off her thong-clad bare bottom. The Instagram higher-ups thought the photo was too revealing and flagged the post.
No, really?
Yeah, Meg reposted the warning in her IG story. Instagram said the booty shot go against the social media site's suggested guidelines? And she responded, no, it's just a little cheek, LOL.
Are there guidelines on Instagram, or is it because she's promoting a tour that it gets
tricky? There's guidelines on Instagram.
I've seen naked people on Instagram.
That's definitely not allowed. Maybe they're just not.
They haven't gotten flagged yet.
Uber famous to get flagged. Good news about Megan Thee Stallion. Next week, we're going to be giving away tickets to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Ooh.
So put that on your calendars. Women of Hip Hop, Dirty on the 30, continues with Cardi B news. Cardi B wants a possible collab with Rihanna to be absolutely perfect. On the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, Cardi talked about what it would take to make the duet happen.
Like, for example, like, I love Rihanna music, but I don't do music like that. Like, I sound kind of stupid trying to sing like that, trying to sound like that. Like, it's like, you can't sing like that. So it's like, if I ever get like that perfect record, like, it's like, I cannot wait to, like, I feel like this song, I know she's gonna like it, because I don't want to send her nothing that is like, what the f*** is this? Take this thing out of my face.
She's waiting for that perfect moment to collab with Rihanna.
That wasn't you breathing in the mic, was it?
No, that wasn't me. That was them breathing in the mic.
Okay, just want to clarify that.
Gilly the kid.
That was a big breath.
Might have been her taking a breath in between talking.
It could have been.
I'm going to have to listen to it again now. Where's the...
Like, for example, like, I love Rihanna music, but I don't do music like that. Like, I sound kind of stupid trying to sing like that, trying to sound like that. Like, it's like, you can't sing like that. So it's like, if I ever get like that perfect record, like, it's like, I cannot wait to, like, I feel like this song, I know she's gonna like it, because I don't want to send her nothing that is like, what the f*** is this? Take this thing out of my face.
All right, so for the record, it wasn't me.
It actually might not be breath. It might be someone moving their mic or scraping the mic.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. I'm trying to remember the video now. I don't feel like they were in the traditional setting of like their podcast. I feel like they were on location somewhere.
One time in high school, I don't know why we were doing this in English class, but we had this mock... looked like a talk show set in our school in one of the production rooms.
Mm-hmm.
For English class, we had to sit there and we had to present our book project from those chairs, and it was recorded. We had to talk about this book like we were on a talk show. It was actually pretty cute, but we were mic'd up and I had terrible anxiety. I still do. And this was in front of the whole class and it was being recorded. And I was breathing so heavily and I didn't know that anyone could hear it, but I was trying to like soothe myself. And I was like, like deep breath, like just breathe through it. And my group was doing their part. So the whole time that they're talking, all you can hear is me like in my mic, and everybody laughed at me.
That sounds
about
right.
And it cured my anxiety. Not.
Did it?
No. My face was so red. I was so embarrassed.
You don't have anxiety. You're just depressed.
Yes. That's what the paper said at my doctor's office.
That is your Dirty Under 30 made how to man by side by Each Brewing. Bear coffee and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at side by Each. Minot Ave.
I think
Auburn.
It's Mino.
Mino Ave. Is that where we're going? Final answer? Mino Ave.
I'm going with that.
All right. Mino Ave. Final answer in Auburn. Side by Each Brewing. When they don't put the...
Anyone from Auburn care to weigh in?
When they don't put the... What is it called when you sound it, you spell it the way it sounded? Phonetic spelling? Is that what
okay.
It's called?
Mm-hmm.
I blame that on them. Not Side by Each, but whoever's sponsorship that was. So Dave is basically what I'm
well,
saying.
It's not mine.
I'm
so.
Blaming this on Dave for not spelling that out. Hi, Radio Main. Hello.
Hey, hello. Good morning. It's Mine It Ave.
Mine It.
Mine It Ave.
Okay.
Yes. And just like there's a town right next to Auburn called Mine It, and a lot of people have a hard time with that one.
I'm going to remember it like... Mine it, like go get
mine
diamonds. Oh, is it mine
oh,
or mine?
Mine it. Oh, go get diamonds. I was
mine
thinking
it.
Mine it, like mine your business.
No, I guess, yeah.
There's no D, that's just how I would say it. Mine it.
Mine it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think they're on for at least a couple months here, so that helps us out.
So
this
thank
was
you so much.
This is day number two, so we appreciate it.
Sorry, driving my daughter to school, and I'm like, ooh, I gotta help them out.
We need some help.
We appreciate the help. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have a good one. Bad role models for her daughter is what she was saying there, Tara. She's like, these guys are idiots. I tell my daughter that she has to be literate in order to get a job, and look at these two knuckleheads.
Okay, but there's such a thing with New England towns and cities. They are so difficult for no reason. And there could be the same town in a different state, and it's pronounced differently.
True.
New England.
But we've also grown up in New England, and you've been here your entire life. So I blame you. I left for like a little bit. Yeah, you should know. I left for a couple years.
I've never been to Minot. Minot.
You can't even say it.
It's
Minot.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that says Mussy Road and it's Muzzy. I asked every person I knew from Scarborough and I said, how do you say this? And they said Muzzy Road.
No, it's Mussy.
Okay.
I've always said it that way. I can't change now.
You're not from here.
I'm 11 years.
I've been here my whole life.
I've been on this road 11 years.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
All right, it is the first day of spring, and we have Gunna tickets to give away. June 1st is the Gunna concert, if I'm not mistaken, at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway.
Correct.
Bittersweet tour. Oh, Flo Milli's on that as well, so solid support, Flo Milli and Gunna at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Going to be a good show. If you'd like to go, 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And what are we doing today since it's the first day of spring?
To you, what's a sign that spring is here?
Spring has sprung. A sign that spring is here. I'm going to go. Do you want me to go first? Or do you want to go first? Usually you go first. Okay, I'll go first.
Well, you seem so excited.
I was going to say opening day at Hadlock.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah, April 5th, I believe, is opening day for them at Hadlock. So
once baseball.
Once baseball is in season, then I think spring has sprung. What do you got?
For me, it's when I can see tulips starting to bud, starting to pop up through the soil. Because growing up, my mom had planted a ton of tulips in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And after the snow would melt, it seemed like those little buds would start budding. And I'd say, oh my gosh, spring has sprung.
Is that why that I think of tulips?
With spring and Easter?
With Easter, yeah.
Probably. Like
an Easter flower in
probably.
My mind.
I love tulips, but I'm pretty sure they're very toxic to dogs, unfortunately. Or is that lilies or both?
Poinsettias.
Yes.
I think those are just toxic in general. I don't think you can eat
pets.
Them as humans either. They give you a definite stomach ache. Probably get your stomach pumped.
Tulips can irritate your dog's mouth and stomach if eaten.
I haven't had that problem yet. Ashley and Topsom, give us a sign that spring is here.
When I hear the spring peepers start to make their chirps at nighttime, my favorite time of the year.
I know, it does get you excited.
Oh, it's so lulling at nighttime. It's beautiful.
Is it like a specific bird?
I think it's frogs.
Frogs?
It's a frog, yeah. It's like the little tiny little frogs that first come out. If you live more in like a rural area and you have like water around, you usually can hear them. When spring starts, they come out of their mud and they start peeping.
Oh.
Peep, peep, peeping.
I'm a city kid. I thought you were talking about like birds chirping.
Well, that's also a wonderful sign of spring. But peepers at nighttime, you live in the rural, you know what I'm talking about.
Got it. All right. Autumn in Freiburg, what is a sign that spring is here?
When all the mosquitoes and bugs come back out.
Bug season.
Oh, yeah. I've already seen a whole bunch of I had like 12 mosquitoes in my car yesterday.
What?
I'm like, what the hell? Already?
They come out early in Freiburg. What goes on in Freiburg when the fair is not happening?
Not much.
All right.
Not much, thanks for asking.
Like, what do they pretty use boring. That space for? Is it just like empty space and then like once a year it becomes the fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think like people can get like, I think people around Freiburg can get like married there for free and whatnot. But a lot of the time.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just people walking their dogs or just like people taking their kids to go walk around and just get exercise and whatnot.
That's cool. All right. I always wondered.
Yeah.
All right, Lexi down there in New Hampshire, what is a sign that spring is here?
Honestly, I just walk outside and I can feel happier with this warmer weather.
It's that vitamin
that
D.
My sign.
The end of seasonal depression, too, with the later days.
Yeah, I work with kids, so when we can get outside more, definitely.
Oh, true.
Yeah, let them run around and get some of that energy out.
Yeah.
All right, Lexi, what do you do for work?
Right now I'm just nannying, but I've been working at daycares, yeah.
Okay. Could you use a break to go to a concert?
For sure.
All right, well, we picked your text. We're hooking you up. You're going to see Gunna.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It's actually, he's like my boyfriend's favorite, and his birthday's in April, so I was like, fingers crossed.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that. You saved a ton of money for his birthday present. You're good to go.
I know. I was stressed last night. I was like, what am I going to get him?
Gunna tickets, perfect. It's going to be a good show at the MGM Music Hall right there at Fenway. Flo Milli's opening up, so it's a good one. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Hey.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Hello.
Hey, Ryan. What's up?
What up? What can we do for you?
I want to ask you a question. I need your opinion.
Sure.
A girl had a dog. Unfortunately, the dog died about 18 months ago. So she keeps going. I want a dog. I want a dog. So I finally gave in and found a way up in Belfast. So I said, okay, want the dog, go get the dog. She came back with two.
She came back with two dogs?
Right. And she didn't think I should be upset about it.
And you're upset that she has two dogs?
I'm not upset that she has two dogs. We discussed one. I mean, we're supposed to be a couple and make decisions together. She didn't call me. She didn't ask.
Oh,
she
okay.
She showed up with two dogs. And we couldn't take the dog back.
No.
I'm like, if you're going to do this, I mean, we're not even married yet. So is this what you're going to do? What else are you going to do?
I don't know. Have you had a conversation with her about it yet?
I'm working my way into it. I mean, I love the dogs because we've had them for a few weeks now, but it just keeps getting in my craw that she went and got two dogs without asking me.
I would say,
or even asking my opinion.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we live together.
Okay.
I would say have a serious conversation about it and why you're not okay with her making big life decisions like that without including you and then expecting you to just be okay with it. And once you've had that conversation, if it happens again, then you're going to need to get serious.
Right. Well, that's why I just need the outside opinion about your guy came home with another cat or another dog. Like, I know you guys both have dogs, so if your partner just showed up with another dog out of the blue, you wouldn't go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
I would be a little offended that I wasn't included, but I'd probably be excited. It'd be bittersweet.
I would be more upset about the financial implication of, like, I know that I'm the one that's going to have to pay these vet bills.
Yeah.
So
that's coming up real soon.
Yeah, and it's double everything when you have two dogs, and that's expensive.
It is double everything.
Let me ask you this.
You know, the shot coming up. Yeah, go ahead.
Mega Millions. Say you win $500 million with Mega Millions. Do you stay with your current girl or do you try to find somebody else now that you're in a different tax bracket?
No, I would keep her.
All right.
I've kind of been through that. I won a substantial amount of money.
You did?
I won $150,000.
Whoa.
And we stayed together, so.
$150,000 would be nice right now, but $500 million. You're still staying with her?
Well, you might want to explore your options.
Yeah.
No, money doesn't buy happiness. I mean, I'm older, so money doesn't buy you happiness. I realize that. I've been there. I've been with women that had a lot of money, and money don't make you happy.
Well, if then that's your answer, and you would stay with her if you won $500 million, I think you can work out the dog thing.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let it go.
It's what we're here for, Tara, is just helping people with their problems. If you ever have a problem, feel free to call, and we'll give you the correct answer in our minds.
I kind of want to call Tucker and ask him on the spot if he would dump me.
He won't answer the station phone number, will he?
He might, because he might think it's his car.
You want me to call him?
Hello.
If you won $500 million, would you dump me?
No.
And can you elaborate on why not?
Because why would I?
Oh, thank you. Ryan DeLon is saying if he won $500 million, he'd want to explore his options.
I didn't say I want to explore my options. I said you think Tucker would want to explore his options.
And I said no, absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I said...
Well, that wouldn't change anything.
I said that you would... The only thing that would change is that I would be instantly pregnant and we'd buy a house.
Well, we'd probably travel first.
Oh, okay.
And be pregnant.
The traveling first.
Am I on the radio right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you might be.
Did you think were your car place calling you to tell you that the car was ready?
Well, I was hoping at first, but then it said mainstream whatever.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Well, thanks for participating, and thanks for not hypothetically dumping me.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe there are some other options.
What?
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
If he gets $500 million, would you give him one hall pass?
No.
All right.
No. No hall passes.
All right. Well, good luck playing the lottery tonight if you guys play.
Thanks.
He passed the test.
Wow. Passed the boyfriend test. Would he pass the...
I love how he always has to correct me and say, no, we would travel first.
No, you wouldn't be instantly pregnant.
Okay.
Is it the Beckham test? What's the viral boyfriend test? It's the Beckham test, right? The soccer player?
What did he do when he corrected her for lying? What is it?
It is like if your significant other, you basically start dancing, and if your significant other joins in to start dancing with you.
Oh, so it's been I haven't heard of this.
It's like a viral TikTok trend where like women will throw on music and start dancing, and then if the husband or boyfriend passes, they jump in and start dancing with their wife.
Oh, he'd pass.
So he would pass? He would start dancing? All right. He's a pro.